Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser with us another 20 minutes. Then we've got Dr. Bob Bowman joining us to get into a lot of the areas he's allowed to talk about, dealing with secret space program with that big hypersonic aircraft that they launched into orbit last week, a new space plane. I want to be breaking that down. Max, I want to get into the big enchilada here, though. So you've accurately diagrammed what's happened so far. And we're talking about France and Germany going into a big crisis. This is the final move to hold those countries hostage to the private banking cartel and set up a private financial EU union, which is the genesis of the Bank of the World that you talked about, that the bankers will sell as the solution. You talked about that on one of our Infowars.com special news reports last week. And so here it is, and the Daily Mail, even Reuters and others, did call it a super euro financial consolidation, where the finance ministers themselves, bought and paid for by the banksters, become the dictators of Europe. Continue breaking that down for us.
Well, I mean, am I allowed to use the phrase forthright? Because last year in November of 2010, I did a special report on RT, and I outlined that the collapse in the European banking system was setting up a situation where you would seek a European bond market or a coordination of all the European banks, and that it would all be run out of Berlin. And this is a Fourth Reich. And now the Mail article you just quoted, the headline of that article is "Welcome to the Fourth Reich," because this is what's happening now. It was the success after three times failure by Germany to control all of Europe, because the entire system is going to be when Deutsche Bank and Societe Generale go bankrupt this week or next week, the solution will be to bring in Eurobonds to roll that debt up, as I've been saying now for years, to a new Eurobond. It plays into the New World Order kind of thinking, but it's a step before you have the New World Order. You'll have the new European order, which will be run out of Berlin. And so all that debt will be rolled up into a new euro bond, and then it'll be restructured and re-securitized, and the banks will make another huge round of huge fees. And then it'll be turned into 30, 40, 50-year debt, and the interest rate will be low, of course, and the ECB and the Deutsche and the Bundesbank, the old German central bank, this will be the new European-wide central bank. And they will effectively have this European-wide government that was not elected, that they put together themselves, that'll be running Europe. And you've got one step removed then from the same thing happening in North America and Asia as we head toward the New World Order, as you put it. But this is the penultimate step toward New World Order. It happened this week with France and Germany agreeing or talking about having a dual governance system and combining their economies in a way that's completely outside of any election or referendum by any of the underlying citizens.
And again, by penultimate, next to the paramount. So the next level, in fact, we say that in Obama deception and Fall of the Republic. We describe how they would create global crises and currencies, implode each region, set up banking dictatorships over those, which will then merge into the Bank of the World, which the Financial Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek are all pushing as a solution. Hey, you know those big secretive bankers that did all this? They've got a solution. They're going to rule everything now. Doesn't that sound great? We're going to come back and continue with where this will lead on the other side with Max Kaiser. And then we're going to take some of your phone calls on the other side. But yes, there's the Daily Mail headline, "Welcome to the Fourth Reich." And it's all out of crises. Rise of the Fourth Reich, how Germany is using the financial crisis to conquer Europe. Stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, if you just joined us, Max Kaiser and I, we're breaking down the heart of the matter. Then we're going to your phone calls. There's the Daily Mail. I saw just scores of other newspapers in Europe and the United States with the same headline. Rise of the Fourth Reich, how Germany is using the financial crisis to conquer Europe. But more than that, Germany's the biggest contributor to the, quote, bailouts, which are really consolidations. And there's been many founders of the EU that have bragged. We've quoted them in our films saying the euro was set up by the banking cartels to bring countries into receivership. So to say that Germany itself is leading this new Reich, I don't really agree with that, or France either. The big mega banks are using the power of those countries' economics to dominate the others while transferring the power, as was reported yesterday, to a new super economic order. You can, in fact, search that term for folks. A new super economic order where the finance ministers, all revolving door employees of the big mega banks, literally run the countries. That's why they're saying now in Greece and other areas, their countries, their people don't run anything. Their parliaments run nothing, like a third world country that signed on to the IMF or World Bank. But again, most of this debt is not owed by the people. Depending on the estimates I've seen, on average it's above 90% is actually derivatives that are fraudulent. What is the path here, Max Keiser? A, where will the establishment, the global banking occupation, as you dub it, what is their goal? What are they going to try to do versus what should we do to counter them?
Well, just to follow up on what we were saying in terms of the this new euro bond, global euro, universal euro bank, another part of the urgency to this is what's happening in the Swiss franc, because the Swiss franc is running away, you know, in value against the dollar and the euro. It's up 40-50%. And this is not helping Switzerland. It's hurting their export market. So as soon as they get this new euro bond off the ground, I am making this prediction, you will see a peg of the Swiss franc to this new euro global, this new euro bond banking, you know, this new configuration.
Speak up for me, Max.
Yeah, once that's and you'll see a peg to the from the Swiss franc to this new. There's an urgency to it because the Swiss franc is running completely out of control on the upside, and it's hurting the Swiss, you know, economy.
Well, that was my next point. They tried to devalue it, as you know, yesterday, and that made investors only rush in more and greedily buy it.
Yeah, they also outlawed short selling of bank stocks in Europe, and that did not stop the collapse today. That's very, very telling. It shows that the speculative frenzy to go after these banks and their inherent weakness is enormous, and that's why now the talk is that a French bank will go bankrupt and it will require now a huge global response.
Now, Max, this sounds like a snake eating itself, because a lot of these big mega banks, I mean, this is the core of the globalist system, and yes, they're using the crisis to get even more power, but their own structure is being destroyed in the process. Have they bitten off more than they can chew? Were they irrationally exuberant themselves? Did they become delusional? Did they get delusions of grandeur? Could this be the end of these people?
Well, they're killing off the competition. So, for example, on Wall Street now, you got rid of Bear Stearns, you got rid of Lehman Brothers, you got rid of all the competition. So when they set up these big deals, like when they take Facebook public or Groupon public, which incidentally has been exposed as a massive Ponzi scheme, only one or two banks get that deal. Only one or two banks are trading on the inside stock transaction. So this is all about consolidation toward just having a few global players. And they're getting rid of the competition. This is extremely anti-competitive. That's the worst element of this at all. And that's the point that a leader like in the U.S. should be making first and foremost. Essentially, this is anti-competitive. These bailouts create too big to fail, which is the very definition of anti-competition. So that's their goal.
Which is too big to get in trouble. So you concur with my analysis. This has all been designed to consolidate things down to just a handful of mega banks and a few families. And in the aftermath, it'll destroy the economy. How do we beat these people? Just continue to point out the fraud, point out the Ponzi scheme. I mean, I have an article here in the Austin American Statesman today with a little $75 million Ponzi scheme, former Triton CEO, guilty in fraud case. And he did stuff, here they break down, that's mild compared to what J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs is doing. I mean, that's what Madoff was right when he said, look, the whole stock market's a Ponzi scheme. I mean, at the end of the day, this Kurt Barton here in Austin and Bernie Madoff are only trying to do what the big boys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely, and they are trying to get down to the two or three, only the biggest players, but you'd expect them to do that. That's what you expect happens in an economy, but that's why you need regulation, because even Adam Smith talked about this in Wealth of Nations in 1776, that book was published, and he said, you know, the animal spirits, well, that's, you know, or the competitive spirits, need to be constantly and vigilantly monitored, because, as he put it, if you put two businessmen in a bar, they will collude. That's their nature. So you must be vigilant on the regulatory side. And this is something that for 20 years, all the regulations have been deregulated, and it was sold to us as a way to grow the economy. It did for a while grow the real estate market, and so people looked the other way. Until the real estate market collapsed, and people were left worse off than when they started, and now we're back to the fundamental question of, well, shouldn't these bankers be regulated? That's the fundamental question.
Yeah, they haven't even brought back Glass-Steagall that we got after the Depression. So here's the issue. They're not bringing the regulation back in. The public is waking up, though, and so it's two freight trains in collision course. If they continue these policies for another 2 years, as they've announced, giving themselves free money while blocking and the Federal Reserve paying banks not to lend to Main Street, what is going to happen?
Well, at this point, there is only really one solution, and that would go under the category of debt jubilee. These debts must simultaneously be scrubbed off the books. The bondholders must be paid the piper. They're going to take the massive losses.
That's what Ron Paul says we've got to do.
He's absolutely correct. And Jim Rickert, who's an excellent guy, you see him on TV often. I've interviewed him several times. He'll break it down for you as well. He's an excellent guest to consider for your show, Jim Rickert. He is of the same belief as well. And if you go throughout history, it's right there in the Bible. You know, the Bible itself talked about having a jubilee every period of time to purge the system of all the bad debts.
Yeah, every 10 years. And again, these idiots that say, you've got to prop it up, we've got to fix the system. What's the magnitude? Because some say it's 100 times, some say 200 times. The derivatives magnitude versus real assets. I mean, there's no paying off a black hole. The more solar systems you feed into it, the bigger it gets.
Well, the global GDP of the world is about $50 trillion, and the global derivative market is $600 trillion. So that's your ratio right there. It's over 10 to 1 of faulty, bad derivatives to GDP of the country, of the world.
That's so you disagree with the analysis that it's 1.5 quadrillion?
Well, there's two numbers here. One is the market size, which is the actual buying and selling of derivatives, which is 1.5 quadrillion. Then there's the underlying value of the underlying securities themselves, which is approximately 600 trillion. Then some people will say, well, these are completely matched. Therefore, the liability is not that great, but that assumes that a counterparty like J.P. Morgan is solvent. And that's where people like myself and others point out that, wait a minute, you can't really assume that J.P. Morgan's solvent because they have $90 trillion of these bad debts on their books, and they're not solvent. Therefore, you must use that value of $600 trillion as the liability. You can't assume that these are going to be offset in some way. And the trading of these derivatives is over a quadrillion, and that's where the bankers make their fees. They trade these every single day. You know that there's over $4 trillion worth of Forex or, you know, currency trades every single day. So the entire capitalization of America turns over, you know, $14 trillion. That turns over every 3 or 4 days. The entire capitalization of America spins every week.
And they're all in there getting fees on selling zombie garbage back and forth.
They're buying and selling America every week for a fee, and the guy, the little businessman out there who's trying to scrape by selling widgets for a 50% markup is trying to compete for it to make his $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a year. He's competing with the bankers that are in the $1.5 trillion market where they're spinning his entire country.
And now the bankers are saying, raise the taxes to pay us more bailout money on the little guy in the street. It is just incredible. You know, I meant to get to Stan and Joe and Mark, and I really want to get to them, but we're just out of time. I apologize to the callers because I've got Dr. Bob Bowman coming up. And I can't do overdrive because I'm on TV today, but we'll see what happens. Before the callers all hang up, let me think about it during the break and figure out what we're going to do here. Gosh, I tell you, I mean, we're in a race here, Max. We either educate the public and the public takes some interest in this and really get angry and say no to these people, or we have no future. But I think at the end of the day, the good news is people are starting to get angry. If establishment hacks to get elected, like Rick Perry are having to talk like Ron Paul, I mean, in the final equation, is that not a positive indicator, Max?
Well, Ron Paul gets it. And clearly, he would be the guy who you would want to sort through this mess. But as we know in American political history, it seems that every time you get somebody who knows what they're talking about, even close to getting into office, you know, there's a lot of problems suddenly that come from left field. You know, Rick Perry,
Hold on. Finish up. Stay there.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Well, I could talk to Max all day. I could talk to callers all day. I could talk to our guests forever. I love doing this radio show. You know, it's painful to know this stuff's happening, but it's even more painful to not have an avenue to confront these people. I can't imagine what it's like for people that are awake but who aren't out warning others. And I can't imagine what it's like for the general public that's still not aware of what's happening when they finally get hit by this. Max, you were making an interesting point about the New World Order during the break, and then on Rick Perry. Please finish.
Right. As we were saying, the penultimate step toward this New World Order, we're seeing it in Europe, the trans-European bond market that's going to report only to itself, okay? Plays into the Alex Jones New World Order thesis. And, you know, going back 5 years, it seemed like it was an idea that was not on the radar. And, you know, we talked about the debt jubilee concept, which is taken from the Bible. You know, to use another Bible story, it's like that Noah and the Ark story. You know, when Noah started to build the Ark, everyone thought he was crazy. Now, what we now know is that the Ark you've been building has been to protect us from the rising tide of debt, 40 days and 40 nights of bank closures, of a bank holiday. That's what's coming, 40 days and 40 nights of a global bank holiday. And this, and then the other end of this will be the New World Order, which will mean all the global currencies will be reset, like Bretton Woods Part 2. The dollar is going to take a 50 to 60% haircut down. Gold will be a lot higher, so will silver, and various other currencies will plug into the system a different way. But that's now no longer off the radar. That's on the radar. Now it's happening. And it comes down to faith. You know, as the Bible is full of allegories, Alex. I don't take the Bible literally. I see it as allegories that can be used. You know, don't let Rick Perry steal the Bible and use it to promote his evilness. You know, the allegories can be used by anybody to promote anything. In this case, goodness. The Noah and the Ark story is a fantastic story as an allegory, as an analogy of what the problem is. There's a 40-day and 40-night bank holiday coming. We're building the Ark out of gold and silver, and you have to have faith.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I do believe in God and intervening in the affairs of humankind if we ask God for guidance and also take action. But we are definitely in a very, very dangerous time right now. Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime.
All right, folks. We got Dr. Bob Bowman coming up because I want to get into secret militarized space program a bit. He doesn't really like to talk about it or get into it, but we'll see what we can squeeze out of him. Coming up via video connection if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. If not, you'll hear him here on the syndicated radio broadcast. I'm always mentioning, hey, show him this document, show him this video clip, and I forget. For radio listeners, they're going, huh? Yeah, it's all simulcast and archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up to give us an update on where gold and silver is right now, along with the rest of the stock market. Ted Anderson.
Yeah. Gold right now is 1827.80 peak. Currently right now 1823, 4076 on silver current. High today of 4102. Stock market presently right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 409.87. You know, consumer price index came out here up more than two times as much as the economists were predicting, and that's obviously adding more fuel to the fire, and that's what's driving the gold prices up. Alex, I just need to say it, man. People should be moving $83, two silver dollars, get the American Dream video, Mark Dice's book. I mean, at least that gets you started to understanding about what's going on, or just absolutely listen to this show every day.
It's a free book, a big, thick, great book, exposing the Orwellian nightmare come true, the DVD film exposing the banksters, very well produced, great to show newbies. Free shipping and the two silver dollars, $88, right, Ted?
Yeah, $88, that's the total delivered. And, you know, you just can't beat it. I mean, right now, especially with silver hitting that $41 mark, I mean, come on. You're not going to buy two silver dollars alone for that price, much less get the book and the video. And you need to spread the word now more than anything. Like Kaiser's saying, man, we're talking about bank holidays right now. The biggest problem, what Bloomberg is reporting on, is that the banks are having trouble.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But again, the private shareholders of the six big megabanks have to fully terrorize the public into acquiescing to their new private bank of the world. And for those that don't know, they're now saying a private bank will rule Europe, owned by the very banks that have engaged in the financial terrorism. It is incredible. And you see Chavez, you see the University of Texas, you see all the big institutions grabbing gold. Now is the time to move. 800-686-2237. Stay there, Ted.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Well, there's a public space program, and then there's the real space program. Over 80% of it is secret, run by the Pentagon and DARPA. And Dr. Bob Bowman won't tell us much because it's classified, but he can tell us what has leaked out and what has come out over the years that he's allowed to talk about. I remember pressing him once in a hotel ballroom where we were giving speeches to 1,200 people at the 9/11 event I put on that C-SPAN carried. And he said, well, I can tell you a few things they've accidentally declassified and allowed to leak out with their big mouths. And he described these robotic space planes with the DU Sabos. And I went and looked up what he told me about, and sure enough, it had leaked over the years. So we know about Aurora and all these supposed programs, so we'll see how much he'll tell us here today without violating his national security agreements with Dr. and, of course, Colonel Bob Bowman, Vietnam veteran, and more. But finishing up with Ted Anderson. Ted, look, I mean, for our listeners, it's like, okay, yeah, we heard about this 10 years ago. We heard about it 5 years ago. Yeah, I'm always tooting Bob people like Bob Bowman's horn for being right about politics, and I'm always, tooting Max Kaiser's or Gerald Celente. But the truth is, I mean, I've been talking about this stuff 16 years and having economists on like George Humphrey. I heard him 12 years ago break down exactly what would happen with derivatives. And We just heard Max Kaiser breaking down. I'm like Noah telling folks about the New World Order coming, and now it's here, and it is a private bank to rule the world run by the Ponzi scheme operators. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, the super Ponzi scheme operators don't go to jail. They become world emperors, world financial oligarch rulers. So pretty incredible stuff, and we've been telling people buy gold and silver because they're devaluing every major currency except for the Swiss franc, which is shooting up like a rocket right now. And so it's time to get into gold and silver. Now, again, you were telling me off air earlier, most of the gold and silver you've got is stuff you got 3 weeks ago. You buy ahead in the market. You've got it on hand. 3 weeks ago, gold was, I don't know, $100 less than it is now. Silver, $2 or $3 less than it is now. You're still able to pass those savings on. It's like people getting in a time machine and going back in time. And J.P. Morgan, the top of the pyramid, they say it's going to be $2,500 by the end of the year. I don't know if that's the case. I hope not, because that signifies they're accelerating the demise of the dollar even quicker. And the general yuppies out there that only care about Sports Center and the red zone and the rest of it, they have really got some heartache coming. We tried to stop it, but at least our listeners are somewhat more prepared. I just hope people will call and get the great deals on gold and silver, and the 2 to 5% that you end up making on these deals also supports the radio network. And again, that's 2 to 5% before the stuff went up. So he couldn't sell it to you if he bought it today at these prices. So briefly, Ted, list some of the other gold and silver offers you've got that are radio specials.
Yeah, radio specials right now. The franc I haven't raised in price yet. It's at $396.85. The British sovereign, half ounce or quarter ounce gold coin, $4.97. Walking Liberty halves right now, 1953, is a great buy. Even the older 20s, Alex, I recommended them at 1900, then 2000. Now they're sitting at 2282. They don't make those anymore. There's a finite supply. You know, the demand is pushing those now.
And collectors are non-confiscatable, correct?
Right, exactly. And that, and this stuff is the stuff that's next to melt. You don't want to be
so you're basically getting a great collector coin at near a bullion price.
Right. U.S. Eagles obviously are a good buy too. Right now they're at $1,951.94. Bags of silver, the dimes, I call them survival bags of dimes. I used to sell them in $1,000 face increments, but now we've dropped it down to 1,000 dimes, which is $100 face, and currently right now it's $3,035.
Those are real silver dimes showing the devaluation there. Ted, you've also, I know, always have a smattering of other things like Krugerrands, Maple Leafs, my favorite. I think it's the prettiest coin out there that's being minted. The Buffaloes, you got any of those?
Yeah, we actually do have those available, and people should be buying them right now.
Hold your horses, and I want one of those, so just hold me one, okay?
Yeah, we'll get one.
Okay, thank you, Ted. I buy a coin or two here every a few months if I can. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get involved. I tried to tell you $250 and $300 and $500 and $1,000, and people said, oh, it's a bubble then. The bubble is the global government destroying the currencies and destroying our future. And this is not going to save us getting gold and silver, but it is a good lifeboat, in my educated opinion. And this is what I believe in, and I think we've been borne out to be correct. The minute I think it's a bubble, I'll tell you get out of it. The way they keep devaluing, gold could go to $100,000 an ounce. I mean, if they go the Zimbabwean or Weimar route, I don't think that's going to happen. But it's not that gold's a bubble. It's that they're killing the global currencies. 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much for those reports.
Yeah, you bet, Alex.
All right. Now, going to Bob Bowman. He is the former director of the Advanced Space Program Development for the U.S. Air Force in the Ford and Carter administrations when it was secret, and a former United States Air Force Lieutenant Colonel with 101 combat missions. He holds a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from the California Institute of Technology. Despite his involvement with space programs and defense, he emerged as a early public critic of the Strategic Defense Initiative when they weaponized it, SDI, a.k.a. Star Wars, during the Ronald Reagan administration. In 2000, he campaigned nationwide for the nomination of Reform Party of the United States of America for President of the United States. ThePatriots.us is his excellent website, and I want to cover several issues with him. But first off, sir, when I saw this last week, DARPA loses contact with hypersonic aircraft. They claim they lost contact with the last one that goes 13,000 miles an hour, we're told, as if that's the real speed. Pentagon agency tests hypersonic craft They call it the global strike. And from other folks I've talked to who've worked in the Air Force, one of them was then hired out of the Air Force to work on the front line of the Apollo program, Raymond Teague. He told me a lot of stuff privately and then wouldn't say it once he got on air, but he did say some of it. He thought he was having heart trouble and thought he was about to die. He's still alive, thank God, and told me a lot of stuff. But I'm not even going to get into that. The point is, he said, yes, most of the space program's secret. What you see is not all that's out there. I got a little annoyed when I kept asking you for hours, in the green room at the ballroom to tell me more. You said, okay, I'll tell you some stuff that's leaked out that they said that should be classified. But you talked about robotic drones, DU Sabos, decapitation weapons for heads of state. And now I'm seeing more and more of this. So my question is, they're telling us this is the latest, but from my information, they're just showing us, older stuff, kind of like the B-2 bomber was around for 20 years before they rolled that out in the late 80s. And so what's your take on the, quote, end of the shuttle program that we know Wernher von Braun thought up in the 30s, and the fact that they admit that more than 80% of the space program is under DARPA and the Pentagon?
Well, sure. When I was on active duty, I was the executive agent for all of DARPA's activities in space, which means I made the final decisions on the contractors and the money and all that stuff and approved the reports. And they were doing a lot of interesting things at that time, which, of course, were secret, like laser battle stations and whatnot. And we also developed components for other black programs like those directly under the Assistant Secretary of the Air Force, spy satellites and all the rest of that. So, yeah, there was a lot of stuff going on. And I was deeply into hypersonic aerodynamics. My PhD thesis at Caltech was studying shock waves and boundary layers and interactions and whatnot at hypersonic speeds at extremely high altitudes. And this stuff has been under study for a long time. I did postdoctoral work at the von Karman Institute in Belgium in numerical methods for solving complex aerodynamic problems like hypersonic flight turbulence, which is even worse. But it's interesting to me that they still don't know enough about the aerodynamics to be able to control these things. They're able to launch it, and 9 seconds later it goes unstable and they lose it into the Pacific. And
if we're to believe them, these could have weapons platforms on them, and they're claiming they keep failing, and they're putting them into orbit. And that's some of the things that you talked about, that even by the late 70s, there were these unmanned craft up there with the Sabos.
Well, I don't think they can hide something like that in orbit. And I got to say, it's much easier to put something like that into orbit than it is to fly it 13,000 miles an hour through the atmosphere and bring it down.
Then let me go back before we get into this. You talked about debating the new head of Star Wars and others, and that they would get mad and start blurting classified things out. And that's the only reason you can talk about it. But can you give us stuff that is supposed to be classified but is now public domain? I mean, give us as best you can without violating your national security agreements of the type of stuff they've got.
Well, they can put a lot of stuff into orbit. The thing is, there's so much space capability around the world now that they can't hide it. We've got school teachers in England and whatnot that watch every launch of the United States.
The Japanese have found big, what looks like platforms in space and things. I mean, there is a lot of unknown stuff up there.
Well, there's stuff up there that Nobody knows exactly what it is, but they do know its orbit, its altitude, and where it is over the Earth at just about any time.
Well, just tell us about the DU weapons.
Well, that's something that was under development a long time ago. And when I was debating one of the colonels in the Star Wars program, I was talking about the fact that we had shown way back in the 70s that a few pounds of metal properly shaped fired at the Earth from space could impact like a meteorite, dig a crater, and at least in theory be capable of destroying hardened military targets like command bunkers and missile silos totally without warning. Now, this colonel, in his rebuttal to me, said, "Now, Bob, you know perfectly well that that program to make titanium and depleted uranium cones and guide them with GPS, that program doesn't exist." And so anyway, he had revealed technical details, which I had never done. The fact of the matter is that it's possible to do a lot of this stuff. Whether it's practical is another thing. Whether we have any such things in space ready to deorbit against a pinpoint target somewhere on the Earth, I really can't say at this point. I rather doubt it. But that we could have, because the technical capability, at least, is there.
Don't you just put a satellite with propulsion into space, launch it in one of the secret shuttle launches or in one of the other rocket launches, and then it's got a weapons array of the DU weapons. And because I believe what you told me was you were saying it was being looked at in unmanned systems for head of state decapitation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But remember, once those things are in orbit, to get them down out of orbit, you have to have propulsion to deorbit them. So they have to have some kind of propulsion. It's not just a dumb piece of metal. And then you have your sensors, you have your GPS guidance, but you also need to have some kind of capability to steer it, either with little thrusters or with little aerodynamic devices at the tail end of the cone. And that's one of the things that's hard to do. And
they're always trying to get steering, like with this new little space plane, and that's why they're doing it in the atmosphere and not in orbit, where it's easier, because once the weapon comes into the atmosphere, that's when it starts going crazy. They can get the speed, they just can't get the accuracy.
Right. Now, getting the accuracy is not impossible. Either we studied terminally guided ICBMs. If you can do that, you can do it with these rods from God or whatever they call them now. These kind of projects.
You're talking about controlling an ICBM throughout the entire process as it launches, goes into orbit, comes back down, and goes through the MIRV sequence. Now, Doctor, expanding.
Accurately pinpoint guiding and controlling the individual warheads.
Yes. Expanding on that, because we're about to go to break, and I want to come back and talk about Fukushima. Let's just get to Fukushima now. You were absolutely accurate in that, and now it turns out they knew there were all these meltdowns. They covered it up, yep. And now the EPA has just raised the level of radiation of what they say is safe. That is not very reassuring for future disasters that they just always cover this stuff up.
That's right. And still, in this country, we're not talking about replacing the antiquated reactors that are similar to Fukushima, and which are on fault lines, along the San Andreas Fault in California, and there are even fault lines through the Midwest and also up near New York City with the Indian Point reactor. All these reactors are disasters waiting to happen, and if we can't get rid of them, we should replace them with a modern thorium reactor or a molten salt reactor. There are lots of new kinds of reactors that are far, far safer, orders of magnitude safer than the old kinds that we have deployed around the country.
All right, Dr. Bob Bowman, I want to come back and get any other final comments on the secret space program from you, and then also your view on what's happening in the economy. Bob Bowman is our guest, and we'll give you his website as well when we come back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Points. We'll continue to watch this throughout the day and post the latest information at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The official radio show is over in about 5 minutes, and I'll do my little 5-minute overdrive. That's prisonplanet.tv and the audio streams only. And, of course, Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. ThePatriots.us, Dr. Bob Bowman's great website. And, again, he's a nuclear physicist as well as a degreed aeronautics expert and engineer. Really couldn't get a better expert on to talk about what's happening. You know, Dr. Bowman, you have children, grandchildren. I think I met your grandson once you had her with you.
Yeah, I've got 21 grandchildren.
21 grandchildren. Well, you know, I've got three children, and I love them all 1,000 times my own life. And I don't get the ruling class. You know, they've got reactors blowing up all over the place. They had one out in California in the 50s, as you know, that nobody knew about for 2 decades, worse than Chernobyl. They're putting bisphenol A and everything they know destroys their own future. What is it about the ruling class that they, for decades, have had reactors that are, from what I've seen, you know, powers of magnitude safer statistically, and they just don't care and don't replace the old ones? And when they blow up, they say, oh, don't worry about the radiation. It's now safe. I mean, 20 years ago, they wouldn't let U.S. troops use DU. Now they do and say, just don't worry about it. No safety needed. Every time they fire a gun and breathe it, it's a death sentence. I mean, what is it with these people?
Well, it's hard to say. With the nukes, it may be that the new safer reactors, of course, don't make fissionable products as byproducts. So that puts a crimp in their nuclear weapons program.
Ah.
That's part of it, I think.
But, I mean, what planet are they going to live on if they continue to just, I mean, have the U.S. military now for 20 years using DU and every type of ammunition and just dying all over the place, and it's admitted, and they just don't care? I mean,
hundreds of thousands of our own troops have been poisoned with depleted uranium. Will live lives of pain and disability, and will father thousands of children with severe birth defects. And those people just don't care.
But they, they had DU in the 50s, as you know, Dr. Bowman. You were in weapons development, but they didn't decide to start serving it out until 1991. What changed? Because we've always had corrupt elites, but what changed in America? I mean, when do we become the leader in evil?
Well, the big change, the biggest change, was the assassination of John F. Kennedy and the takeover of our government in full force by the global elites and their minions in the CIA and so forth. That's my thought.
No, that's it. So we've had a military-industrial complex coup.
We've had a coup.
And I think it's cute to soft kill the troops.
Yeah.
I guess at the end of the day, we really do have psychopaths running things.
I'm afraid we do.
I mean, it's worse than a sociopath. I mean, why would a sociopath poison their own nest? I've seen the generals move into bases in Iraq that have been bombed with DU, and they don't even do a basic decon. I mean, what do those generals think? They're going to be magic and nothing's going to hurt them either?
Yeah. This ties in with the economy because the way to get the debt under control is to end the wars.
Tell you what, stay there, Doc. 1 minute break. We're going to come back and give you the floor on the economy. For everybody else, main transmission over, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars audio stream. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to Jesus.